And it's weird because, like, we talked ages ago about the whole, like, church sermon thing. And it's interesting how much there is still that idea in there.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a big monologue, sorry.
No, you never need to apologize for the monologue. This is your podcast, too. On episode 19 of Convergence, vegan eggs, menstrual cycles, and the rebirth of Morning Creative. It's our Easter special. This isn't going to happen now, so I think that I can just talk about it on the pod and it'll be just kind of its own funny moment. But like with your advice from last week, which just totally speaks to my heart of not worrying about social media, I had this thought. I figured out the thing that I wanted to go viral over, which actually, it's kind of funny because if I was to make a bunch of content for social media, then this would fit. But considering that I really just want to make my product and hone that and make something really special and have it be its own word of mouth and it be its own marketing, then this doesn't really fit. But if I were to do the whole social media thing and be posting about different things about health all the time and all that kind of stuff, I thought of the thing that I plan to go viral over, which is that chicken eggs are vegan.
Well,
because the,
you're gonna have to walk me through this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought I could get there, and then I'm gonna need your help.
It's just a chicken, period.
Ah, do we not get into...
And if eating a chicken egg is murder, then so is a woman's monthly cycle, and so is a man ejaculating into nothing. Like, we're all committing atrocities regularly.
Well, you see, this is the thing. So one of those is a sin. You know, so much of our society is based on Catholic law or Christian.
Sure.
Well, I guess you could say that either way, L-O-R-E or L-A-W, law. Because yes, but the reason I started laughing is because it got me into a whole, and I'm sorry, like, if this is upsetting, but like a whole Roe v. Wade thing.
Sure.
Because I guess, it's unfertilized.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just an embryo.
But then I don't know that much about chicken reproduction. They have a cloaca.
So yeah, they just produce, like the chickens will just make their egg, just like a monthly cycle, just like a woman has their menstrual cycle. And it doesn't harm the so I looked up, like I went to vegansociety.com and looked up their five freedoms that are required for all living beings should include the freedom from hunger, thirst, and malnutrition, from pain, injury, and disease, from discomfort, from fear and distress, and the freedom to express their natural behavior. Sounds pretty great. A backyard chicken.
By that token.
Has all those freedoms.
By that token, is cheese not vegan? Because a cow needs to be milked, whether you farm it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're taking factory farms out of this equation. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the natural.
And thus lies the thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, if you have just a goat or a cow on your property and they're ranging around and eating, and you have a fence up to protect them from the wild animals, but otherwise they're just like your family pet, and pets are a whole thing in veganism too. Like they're not kind of allowed because they're not free to go and be. So that's a whole thing. And I did some more research, and there's actually a thing called a vegan, V-E-G-G-A-N, who are vegans who eat eggs. And, and then the hardcore vegans are like, no, you're just an ovo-vegetarian. But, whatever. I know this is all silly.
There is nothing in this world that we cannot find a way to make divisive or to draw divisive lines on.
Yeah.
Fuck everything all the way to the fucking moon. Fuck everything, because there is nothing that cannot draw some kind of... I thought vegans were the best people. Now I know. Now there's super vegans.
Now
there's power vegans.
Dude.
And the power vegans are at war with the super vegans because they're not proper vegans.
Oh, 100%.
I can't take it anymore. I think I opt out.
Title.
I think I'm out, Brendan.
Title. Fuck everything. Oh my god, vegan, the layers of vegans and how staunch they are, and
the vegan layers
and how the infighting, it's insane, dude. So I was vegan for 7 years, and I was what they call a junk food vegan, where I ate all the processed foods, all the things that, you know, with the way that you find out, like, you do the research to find out, oh, Oreos are vegan. There's no animal products in them, so I can have all the Oreos I want. You know, that kind of stuff. And I would, you know, I would kind of try to get protein and other things as well. But like, I didn't understand it at all. I didn't understand. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, you just need protein. I didn't understand that. Oh, there's actually 2 of the 9 essential amino acids you can only get from animal protein. Like, they're essential for your body. Your body does not produce them. Mm-hmm. It cannot convert other things into them. You need to eat them, and they only come from animal sources. And one of those amazing sources is eggs, and they're vegan. So you could be a vegan eating eggs and be relatively or possibly perfectly healthy. If you're just eating vegan super by the book and that you cannot ingest any animal products, you are not going to have great health. Like, there's going to be something missing. But, you know, that's my perspective.
Mark neither agrees nor disagrees with the statements from Brendan.
Yep.
You helped me make, so last week we talked about spiky points of view, and I've written down, if you're getting broadcast advice on how to stand out, you're getting bad advice.
Yeah.
But something that you said a moment ago made me put ahead of that, stop, and I might put a fucking in here, stop fucking making content.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make things, not content.
Mm-hmm. Content's so boring.
Yep. It's like the vegan junk food. It's the Oreos. It's like, sure, they are vegan,
yep,
but they're also sort of like this. I know it's a bit of a joke, but like, you know, you take things like American cheese, like the Twinkie bar, and it's, yep, like there's some loophole that's like, it's not technically food. You know,
sure,
what I mean? Like, it actually doesn't have any nutritional, any of the things that could be, it's edible, but it's not food. Yep. You know,
that's all processed foods.
Yeah, that's content. It's slurry. It's,
yep,
it's technically edible, but it's not nutritious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And no one really enjoys. If you enjoy making content, then maybe you're just not my people. That's
this exactly my point from my rant at the beginning of last episode, is that food, like the food industry, has been taken over by people who just make products to sell that we happen to eat, even though they have no nutritional value, and actually negative, mm-hmm, nutritional value.
Yeah.
I read a cool book. Speaking of ovulation.
Another one.
This one was called Woman Code. And this will not be a part of God mode.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to research a lot of stuff about polycystic ovarian syndrome and women's health and other stuff for some people around me. And I tried going down one avenue because I love fasting. And, you know, when you get a fresh new hammer, you try to check around to see if everything is nails or not. Turns out this area is not nails.
God bless you, sir.
I'm looking at other, like, okay, well, if this is not nails, what is it? And so then how do I fix it?
10 points for self-awareness.
Points.
I miss that show.
It's back.
I miss At Midnight.
After what? Midnight? Yeah. Or At Midnight? Yeah.
At Midnight?
Yeah.
Is it still Hardwick?
It's not Hardwick. No, it's... No.
Oh, it is apparently called After Midnight, which is based on At Midnight.
Yeah, it was the same format.
Yeah. So Taylor Tomlinson. Speaking of that, and a very, very tiny quick, sure, tangent, but it's worth it. I'm tempted to kind of buy a subscription for, is it dropout.tv? They've got a game show called Game Changers.
Oh.
And it keeps popping up, like rounds of it keep popping up on TikTok, and I've watched a full episode of it and it's great.
Ooh. What's it like?
It's like At Midnight, but even sillier. Ooh. And not based on current events.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I think you would like everyone who's on it. They're not big names, except Brennan Lee Mulligan is a name you might remember.
Yeah.
I think it's Brennan.
That sounds familiar.
I know it's Brennan anyway, which is not a name. Brendan is a name. Brendan, that's someone mispronouncing the name Brendan.
Yeah, just dropping a D.
Sorry, Brendan, you seem like a very nice person, but you know your name's wrong. I am the authority on it.
Yeah, actually, I kind of like the name Brendan. It's a bit easier to say. I've struggled through my life to say my name correctly, actually, because I pronounce it Brendin, Brendin.
Oh, sure, Brendan. Yeah.
Which that's how I like it pronounced, but spelled with an A. And then, you know, everybody, at least here, like, especially in the South, Brandon is very popular, Brandon. And I'd get called that a lot. And for a long time, I hated that. That was just insulting to me. I was like, that is a completely different name. There are two vowel changes.
This is the Marco Arment snap to grid problem. People are like, it's close enough. Brandon, fine. That's a name I know. That must be what he's called.
Yep. But Brendan always felt closer and like kind of just like, you're just saying my name fast. That's great.
Yeah.
You don't got time to mess around with a full name.
No, we've got stuff to do. We can't be sticking on D's.
Title.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're too far deep in the stack.
No, I think, I'll pull a stack out. Woman Code.
Thank you.
I don't actually have a lot to say about this, except it's a fantastic, for the lady listening.
Hello there.
I highly recommend this book. It's really great. I can't speak from experience, but I would say from its reputation and from going through it, wow, spot on, great, great advice. It's kind of a lot like God Mode in that, but for women, it's got, sure, the diet stuff, but also kind of self-care routines, and there's a lot about the cycle and how there's four phases of the cycle, and you really need different things in different phases, and you should kind of live your life differently in each week. Approximately of the cycle.
Oh.
Like this week you can kind of go hard. This week you need a lot of rest. This week try doing yoga. Yes. This week try doing something new. Like when you're going to schedule yourself for events and you're filling out an RSVP in coming up in the future. If it falls in within a certain week of your period, then go for it. If it falls within a different week, maybe don't RSVP to that one because you're not going to feel up to going.
No. I've heard similar things, and in fact, I've edited podcasts that suggest similar things.
Yeah. So I've heard from a long time that women famously have a monthly hormone cycle. I've heard for a couple of years now that men also have a hormone cycle. And I had tried briefly to kind of look into it and stuff and couldn't really find anything about it, but it makes sense. Like we also have... We're affected by different things. Our bodies go through cycles all the time. And so I've been curious about it, but I haven't really learned much about it until very recently. So a woman's hormone cycle, their overarching, is it arching or arcing? I don't know.
I've never been, I think arcing, but I've never been certain.
I like
on
saying
that one.
Arcing better than arching. Overarching. Mm-hmm. Makes more sense, like an arch is a structure, but I like arc, I like a rainbow.
Yeah.
The overarching timeline of a woman's cycle is around a month, 28 days-ish. A man's hormone cycle follows the circadian rhythm and is 24 hours long.
Oh, hello.
So it's kind of a moot point. But also, it's kind of really interesting. This knowledge is going to feed its way into God Mode. I'm going to talk a little bit about it.
It makes sense.
Part of what I understand is going on, I still have a lot to learn, but part of what I understand is going on is while a man sleeps, that's when he's producing testosterone. So when you wake up, you have the most amount of fresh testosterone to use. And so that's a good time to do your workout. It's a good time to get outside and move your body. That's a good time for work and kind of productivity stuff. When you get around 3 p.m., you have a big drop-off, and that's why there's usually that kind of drained feeling and the desire to have some coffee or something to push your adrenal gland to produce some adrenaline so that you can keep on keeping on. And then around 8 or 9 o'clock, you have a severe drop off where you just really deplete and you're ready to, your body knows it is time to just stop, rest, get to bed. Yep. Click. So yeah, so I thought that was really
interesting. Does that change as you age?
Yes. As you age, apparently, I think that's every year, you produce about 1% less testosterone. That's as I understand it. That's not super well researched on my part. But there are things that can be done to enhance testosterone. And I've been working on those lately. Two major things that have been working for me and that I understand are universal for men is working on that sleep. Working on that sleep. Mm. Getting good sleep every night. And working out, strength training, mm-hmm. not cardio, not just getting yourself tired, not aerobic stuff. Like that's mm-hmm. great for your cardiovascular system. If you want to do that, that's a cool muscle to work on. But I'm talking about the rest of the muscles, building muscles, doing slow. Oh man, I've found some interesting tips. It's really just one tip for really working your muscles when you're working out. If you're doing any like weightlifting, really slow reps, like taking 10 seconds to go all the way in one direction and then 10 seconds back.
Makes total sense. I mean, I've never really done it, but it makes total sense because you're going to be feeling that all the way through rather than just, you know, constant curl. Like, what is that actually doing?
Exactly.
Whereas if you're constantly tensing, if you're really...
You've got the muscle really fully engaged and the tissue all the way through is engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then there's also... So I've been working with a personal trainer and I got a COVID set of weights that didn't get used during COVID, of course, but I was like, oh, these are fun. But now I'm starting to use them with this Zoom trainer and he has me doing holds. So I'll lift up and I'll halfway and then I'll hold for 5 seconds and then lift up for the rest of the way and then come down and hold for 5 seconds halfway and then go. And holds will be like kind of moved around at different points and stuff. And wow, that's really effective and really difficult. It gets so heavy and hard. And so the idea, the optimal way that at least this company has described for building muscle and using muscle is that you want it to be heavy enough and use the pauses so that you wear yourself out between 2 and 3 minutes. And when you get to where you cannot lift it at any more and your muscles are just failing and you just stopped between 2 and 3 minutes, that's perfect. And then you rest for the week. You only work out for 20 minutes once or twice a week. And then,
beautiful.
Yeah. And dude, so I've been doing this for like a couple months and I am building so much muscle, dude. Like my arms are huge. Oh, dude, oh man, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good.
I love the fact that what's interesting now is speaking of the hormonal cycle that we've got you at the beginning of your testosterone arc and me at the end of mine.
Yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
So it's like, yeah, and I'm like,
well, that's really, no, that, this is like perfect timing for us though, because like I need that extra help because I'm typically kind of a bit slower and you're always like full speed. Like, and so we're like almost evenly matched here. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny. But yeah, the other thing that I mentioned just a second ago with the importance of the importance of sleep for testosterone for men is incredibly important. And I've been doing a lot of work on my sleep lately. The aforementioned red lens, blue light blocking glasses have been incredible. They help surprisingly a lot. I use them, lately I've been using them less because I've been trying to just use screens way less at night. And we've done a whole bunch of things around the house to minimize blue light. Like I've gone around to all the unnecessary lights and put black electrical tape on them. On the LEDs on devices that I still want to see the indication of, I bought some red transparent tape that's used for like repairing a car tail light. I bought some of that from a auto store and cut little bits of it and covered up all the LEDs that I still want to see the indication of late at night, but so I don't want to block out completely. As soon as I did that at night so I could see where all the LEDs were. As soon as I did that and covered up all these, the extra blue light that I didn't need, I immediately felt the difference. It was really cool. It's a super minor difference. And I'm attuned to it now because I have been working so hard on reducing blue light at night, not just, screens like TVs, computers, phones and whatnot, but also blackout curtains from the street light coming in my window, not using standard LED bulbs, but I use like Philips Hue bulbs. And when you're on the red color of a Philips Hue bulb, it actually turns off the blue and other colored chips in there. It's just the red chip. Even in my fridge, I told you I bought like a piece of red acrylic for my computer screen. I also bought some red acrylic to go over the lights in my fridge. So when I open the fridge in the morning, it's not this bright, blinding light. It's a really soft, warm red light. It really helps. I feel tired when I go to sleep instead of wired. I feel so rested when I wake up in the morning, which I didn't use for years. I would wake up more tired than I went to sleep. Like I'd wake up and I'd just be fucking exhausted and not want to get out of bed and just want to snooze and then wake up from my snooze and feel even worse than I did before. And that has really all gone away. Now I wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm just like kind of like buzzing. I'm like, wow, I am ready. I don't need coffee. I have it. I have decaf when I want to, not every day. And it's just like, energy. Oh, it's amazing. Some advice I have been given for more things about light and sleep is that you should get sun for at least 5 minutes, but aim for 15 minutes at sunrise. And that light doesn't count when it's coming through your window. You need to get outside and have it directly on you and your skin. And this is best for vitamin D
production. I haven't done this for ages. And I was reading someone was talking about the 5 a.m. club, which I guess is just another one of these. Like, you're not living your life well enough. You should get up at 5 and live your life better. And it's like, yeah, cool. But like, when do you sleep? And one of the things that I am a real fan of, and I haven't done it for ages, is being outside at just after dawn. Yeah. Because there is a charge to the air, or I pick that up anyway. I don't know if everyone does.
Yes. But like, yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. I pick up a real sort of
freshness
fizz to the air. There's a freshness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy being outside with that. It's just, it's like, if you've ever been camping and you open your tent in the morning and the dew's there and you feel that, it's like, that's not because you're camping. It's because of the time of day you've got up at and the fact that, the sun's kind of just cresting and stuff. And it's a great feeling. And I need to do more of that. Speaking of sort of finding that meaning of, finding the right thing.
Yeah.
I've been through a whole journey.
Oh, tell me about it.
Over the last week or so with Morning Creative. To catch Dear Listener up, 2 weeks ago, I got into a whole thing about I wanted to rename the show. I think you and I had a private conversation about that two weeks ago. And I was, I had conversation with if you're playing the drinking game, you can take a drink now. Patron saint of the show, Anna, we had a conversation about the naming and like me trying to find this whole sort of thing, because it was all spurred along by like, I feel like things are declining, I feel like there's a drop off in momentum, I think that the people who are listening to the show are the people who know and like me, and it's not branching out into strangers, and so I need to find that thing that would make complete strangers curious and want to try an episode. And so the whole thing there was like sharpening the razor, like really getting it really clear so that you can look at this thing and go, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
because that hasn't been there. I went through a whole thing of like, okay, I need a new name because it's like this sort of atomic unit of an idea. Every episode is this atomic little idea that you can take away with you, and it's 20 minutes. And yeah. So over the weekend, I basically rebranded it in my head to thinking of it like a morning show, like a daytime morning show. That was fine, and that sort of made sense because it was about the thing that I finally got to was it was about the intentional time, spending this time well. It's about time well spent. It's not about the idea. And this is where I think actually it would be interesting for you to check out an episode on Monday.
Okay.
Because it's going to be less like a podcast and more like a meditation.
Oh, dude.
The sort of pitch at the moment is meditations for creative people who don't have time to meditate.
Oh, yeah.
And so it will be kind of slower and sort of brought down and with space and with time to actually sit with an idea. So there's still, every episode, there's still a thing to think about, but it's not so dense.
Hell
and
yeah, dude. It's not so like,
take this away, it's actionable, it's like, here's a thing for you to mull over and actually we're going to breathe and we're going to think.
Yeah.
And it won't be like a fully guided meditation necessarily, but it will be in that kind of cadence. You know, there won't be music and a bell going and stuff, but it will have the cadence of we're taking 20 minutes out and it's you and your creativity and honoring that and spending time with it. And here's this thing that you can roll around in your brain and think about for the day to help fuel you up.
Hell
and
yeah.
That's kind of the vibe. And then going with that, so I've been struggling, like, for, you know, if we go pure business here, struggling with the whole, like, how do we get people's email addresses in the modern world? Yeah. That's how we do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm, you know, my thing, you're trying to build something that is from one person to another person. What I'm building, I need an audience. I'm trying to build an audience. I'm going big. I'm going from scale. And that's great, but you also, you know, if I'm going to build a business off the back of it, I need to be in touch with people.
Yeah.
So how do I add value in exchange for people's email addresses? And the thing that I started to realize one cold Wednesday morning was, okay, Morning Creative is the right name. I know what the show is now. It's this sort of meditative thing. It's an intentional space. Because Jeremy Enns of the Podcast Marketing Academy had used the word sacred space the day before when sort of, because I'd written this description and it was okay, and he was giving it a really good teardown, like a really good, like, this isn't making me feel anything here. This feels a bit generic. This is a bit mushy. And he did all this over like a Loom video, and it was excruciating, but it was also very, very, very good and very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to sort of the end of Wednesday, and I'm like, okay, I know, I think I feel like I know everything now. The email strategy is simple. It's like, well, we've got the Morning Creative. Here's the ideas for you to think about. And then I can't control when the podcast lands in your feed, unfortunately. I can only do that from the UK. I can't make you listen to it at a particular time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the social contract that we have is that you listen to it in the morning. And then for the evening, for your journaling, for, you know, if you're a bullet journal person or if you're a whatever, you know, if you just have a journal that you write in, you get an email with a daily prompt for your journal.
Ooh.
So it's something off the back of what's happened in the morning's episode, but it will be, you know, a provocation or a thought or something that's a little prompt for you to think about in your journal. And if you are a Morning Pages person, then you can save, because it will always appear based on where you are, it will always be your evening, because I can do that with email.
Yeah.
So it will always be your evening. With that, then you get the email, and then you can, you know, if you're a journal person, you can sit there and you can have a think, and it's there. And I even say, like, in the email, like, some of these will resonate with you, some of them won't, that's okay. And so if you're not necessarily an evening journal person, you can save the email for the morning and use it for your morning pages.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a morning pages person.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you stuck for something to write in your morning pages, it's like, there you go, there's a thing. And so for me, it's like, that's the cycle. And I know what the product is off the back of that. I know what, you know, what I'm selling off the back of all of that now.
Yeah.
Which is basically, you take those meditations. My thinking is I'm not going to have all my daily episodes on the feed. I think there will be, they'll maybe stick around for, I was thinking 30 days, but I might go longer. because there's little value to, like, you're not going to binge. It would be weird if you binged my show.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll cut off the feed.
And that would make it easier for you to reuse content that's chopped off.
Yes, but the thinking is, from a sort of reuse perspective, is taking the meditations, which I'll just, between you and us, call the meditations,
yeah,
and make those available, because each month of the stuff I talk about is themed. There is a theme for every month.
Yeah.
That means as the library of content starts to build up, if the podcast is in like rest mode because it's November and we're talking about rest, but you're feeling quite energized and quite up for it, you can have a look through the archive, which is a paid thing, like just the meditations library, basically,
mm-hmm.
and go, well, I want something on, something that's going to catalyze me, something that's going to like get me into, or I'm really focused on growth. And so here's all the growth meditations, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so that comes at a, you know, a small monthly subscription.
Nice.
And so that's kind of a base thing. And then there's the community and stuff. And it all feels like it all kind of ties together and makes sense.
It really does. I like that. I like all of that.
With the new description that I read to read to Jeremy on our weekly calls with the Podcast Marketing Academy, I just sort of nabbed a couple of minutes towards the end of the call with everyone and read them my descriptions, and it got exactly the right feedback. Like,
oh hell yeah.
I won't say nailed it, but I was at least, I would say, 90 to 95% there.
Amazing.
So I'm very, very pleased. I feel like it was so worth doing. And now having updated the artwork as well with people's advice.
In the art. Oh, that is classy, dude. I love the new art.
It's just a nice image.
Yeah. And so fitting. And yeah, like it was Danny was saying, like it just really looked perfect. Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So Monday, we're going to come out the traps crazy. And so we were talking, I think, last week about websites.
Yeah.
And the ability to go, or the utility in kind of going custom.
Yeah.
And I knocked this website out last week in one night.
Of course you did.
Using code from, you know, I don't know if you remember my newsletter, The Big Minute.
I do.
But that was all like, all that newsletter, that whole system was my own.
Wow.
Because I wanted to make it super simple. Because...
The idea what of you I mean by making that it is, all yourself, making it simple. But yeah,
yes,
I understand what I mean. Also.
What I mean by that is using, like, and I use MailerLite, and MailerLite is one of the better ones of these that I've used, but they all suck. Like, they all take too long to actually just write the email and to write a good looking email, because you're dragging and dropping and you're copying components, and then there's just weird things that happen. The WYSIWYG interface doesn't do what you want. And all this stuff, and because it's got to fit so many different use cases, there's so many different options that you've got to remember which option is it that I want. Whereas when you've got your own custom thing, it's like, well, I know my newsletter is always going to have in this order these things, and so I can just select them from a drop down, or even write the code so that it automatically selects. Well, you're going to be writing a newsletter, so you'll want a daily prompt, you'll want an episode to talk about. And you'll want a title. Well, we can infer all of those things from the content that already exists.
Yeah.
Rather than copying and pasting from one thing to another thing. Like it, and when you're daily, that kind of stuff saves, like, you know, in the long term, hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, for sure.
Of unnecessary work. There are other drawbacks. There are definitely other drawbacks from going custom. There's certain things that I can't do. But it means that from a productivity standpoint, I'm spending the maximum amount of time doing the thing that I want to do, and much less of the time duplicating information and copying it from one box to another box.
Mm-hmm.
And so luckily I had all this code that I was able to piece together from two or three different projects and built this website last night. So I didn't get a huge amount of sleep, but it's up and it's there. And things like the daily prompts, you can just go to morningcreative.co/prompt. And you'll see today's prompt.
Ooh,
with
nice.
You know, the question and a bit more information. And, you know, you are then invited to pop your email address in and you'll get a new one every day. The prompts aren't archived. They are, but they're not accessible to, you know,
yeah,
the public.
Yeah.
And it's all that kind of stuff that means I can build a little membership out of all of this stuff. Like, yeah, I had to make it its own website because it was going to start to get really complex if it was running on, you know, hellostedman.com.
Yeah.
Like, it starts to get a bit unwieldy then. And mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, it's its own thing. And then in however many months' time it takes, when I'm ready to go, you can now access a library of meditations for £5 a month. And they're here at morningcreative.co. Done, you know?
Yep.
And
I can automate
the process of cutting out the meditations, even putting stuff in the background, making little videos, making all the stuff I can automate.
Amazing.
I love Transistor so much. They have really good ideas. So Transistor is who this podcast is hosted with. And they are, you know, the best podcast hosting company that wasn't Podient. Like, they're always much bigger than me, but like in many ways I can sort of see it as like almost a spiritual successor.
Sure.
Because actually, like, so many of their ideas are spot on to how I think stuff should be done in terms of things like dynamic ad insertion.
Mm-hmm.
And so on a whim, I emailed the support team and I was like, you know, it'd be really cool if I could create a chapter in my, or like have some kind of metadata or use the API or something to be able to mark in my episode
mm-hmm.
where I would want a dynamic ad to be inserted.
Yeah.
Rather than have to upload the episode and then go to the interface and pick it there.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we don't have anything for that, but it's a good idea. All right. Yeah, cool. No, it's not disappointed. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure it out. And then like a day later, Helen, the support person, got back to me and was like, oh yeah, it turns out if you put a chapter in your MP3 file with like and write it like this, we already had the system in place.
Amazing.
And we'll use that. And it won't show up as a chapter or whatever. And it was like, and I think I replied with like, I F star star K-ing love you guys or something. I was so blown away. It's like, I haven't tested it yet, but it's there. And so there's that. And there's a few other things that just like, I can automate this with, you know, with a combination of Descript and a few other things
mm-hmm.
means that actually putting an episode out and then being able to just take that chunk of a meditation, because I'm, you know, obviously I've got to think about how I'm sharing this stuff online. Well, I say I have to. I don't have to. I've just told myself that I have to.
Yeah.
But there is an option there for, and I don't know if you ever saw this, but I had a lot of fun in 2021 in the summer. I used to have a podcast that was like podcasting news for sort of indie podcasters. And it was made up of lots of chunks that got assembled. So I would record, right. Like I'd have all these news headlines. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called the Podcode Briefing.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful piece of like engineering. It was really cool
mm-hmm.
because you could get a public version of it, which was like, here's the major headlines. And anytime a new piece of news would come in, I would record it because it was an email newsletter. And so you'd have that stuff, but I would also record my scripted version of it and that would get uploaded somewhere. And then
customize your audio podcast feed.
Exactly. Because everything was tagged.
Yeah. That was
And so you could have your own feed. And so the MP3 was stitched together based on all these parts.
Just so it's such a cool idea and amazingly implemented. Like it was just, I was like, wow. Like I get, like after you describe it, it's like, oh, I get how you can take all those pieces and make that work. But it still felt like magic. It was like,
oh yeah, absolutely. Wow. That's the beauty of the MP3 format. It's like, wow, this is, you know, because dear listener, the idea being there are certain things in podcasting that you don't care about for where you are in your journey, and so for you to be able to say, I don't need, like, I've got all the gear I need. I don't need you to tell me about a new microphone because I'm really happy with the gear I've got. So don't tell me about gear. Tell me about these things, and you could have your own custom feed that was just made up of that stuff. And the same went with the newsletter as well. And so, like, I had a lot of fun with that. And what I was also doing was all of those news articles, because I was reading them anyway, and some of that content would actually never, it might never be used, because there were some articles where I'd already recorded them, but actually more important news came along. I didn't include every single news article, and so there were some that would just go by the wayside. But what I could do, and what I spent a bit of time doing, was making a whole thing to create, and they're actually quite neat, and I need to see if they, I think they are, they still exist somewhere on YouTube, that I could make vertical YouTube shorts that were animated and had music in the background and the audio bit that I'd recorded and like the news headline or something, and it would just automatically just make that and put it out into YouTube shorts.
Wow.
And so there's stuff like that that I can play around with, again, of taking these meditations.
For sure.
Creating a few templates that are just, I had it in my head of like, I like the idea of having some sort of pulsating kind of colors. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said colors in a weird way. Some pulsating kind of colors that simulate a good sort of breathing rate.
Yeah.
And so you can listen to my voice. And I'm not necessarily directing you to breathe in a particular way, but you can see this sort of very slowly pulsating breathing image. And then it's maybe it's my face in a little circle or something. Maybe some text, maybe not.
Yeah.
But being able to make that video and just cut it out with no effort, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's the beauty of having the mad coding skills and being very squishy, wanting to do a very squishy podcast. But also over here, be able to like be really, you know, technical about how we actually make this with, you know, no need to hire a social media manager.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, to just take that video, put it into Buffer. Buffer takes care of the distribution. Yep. Like, mwah, you know, that's kind of the dream.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. That's all really, I'm so happy for you, dude. That, what a cool tumbling into place of a bunch of things you've been thinking about and working on. And I'm so excited to see it come to fruition and excited to see it on Monday, what the new version is like. And I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you. I hope that it would be something that, because like it's less about making time for the podcast, and it really is like, I want this to be an opportunity for you. Like, it is a time where you can sit for 20 minutes and have a like and spend time every day with God mode, even if you can't because of the other demands of the day. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if you read the description of the show.
I'd love to hear it again.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you would permit me, I can read it to the listener, because I think it's instructive. Yeah, I think you said something last week that kind of really sort of made me realize, like, I think this is the right thing for you as well. Daily life as a creative-minded solopreneur is noisy. Your household, personal life, and your business are all competing for your attention. Not to mention keeping healthy, seeing your friends, and feeding the algorithm more content. No wonder your big side project takes a back seat from time to time.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting until the working day has zapped your energy, start your morning with a warm, friendly dash of inspiration. Morning Creative is the daily podcast for imaginative thinkers and doers working on their big project. Each 20-minute episode mixes prompts, gentle provocations, and practical actions you can take today to further your practice. Join creative advisor Mark Stedman as he invites you to reignite your spark and set yourself up for the day motivated and energized. On the days you feel like you've got this, you're right. For every other day, there's Morning Creative.
Hell yeah! I love it. I love it.
And so my hope is that this becomes not like every other fucking podcast that's trying to tell you stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really, it's like how we used to use podcasts, that we used to like properly dial them into our day and make them part of our routine.
Yeah.
And my real hope is that like you, the you, but also you, the general, pick a time, you know, in the morning when you can just take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
It's part of your practice and it's part of what you're doing as part of your routine, and that you hold that space and I get to help hold it. And that just feels Oh, really good.
It does. It does, man. Oh, man. That's brilliant. Brilliant.
And it's weird because, like, we talked ages ago about the whole, like, church sermon thing.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how much there is still that idea in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, and it's bow our heads in prayer, not to a God, not to me, not to you, but to...
creativity.
Like, the creativity, the particular spark, yeah. Your particular relationship with that spark.
Yeah.
That's working for you and keeping that faith, for want of a better word, alive.
Yeah.
But now we get to do it through the lens of sort of mindfulness, sort of meditation, as opposed to an ersatz idea of prayer,
mm-hmm.
which feels just a lot more wholesome and a lot more easily accessible.
For sure.
So, yeah, I feel like I've sort of roundabout ended up where I kind of wanted to be, but through a slightly different lens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Yeah, it feels good.
That's amazing. Love it. Well done, Mark. Good creative work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Wonderful. Well, as always, correct me if I'm wrong. Only want good people around me in this life to lift me up, show me who I'm meant to be. Dun dun, da 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 dun dun, da 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 dun dun dun, da 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 dun dun, da 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 dun dun.
If I say to you, no 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 19, does that mean anything to you?
The beginning of it makes me think of Batman.
yeah.
19. No. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
No, it's fine. In 1985, so I was 2 when this came out.
I was 1. Well, I was probably less than 1.
Paul Hardcastle had a track called 19, and it was in the era of the 80s when lots of music was... I think we got into like big beat, which is where sort of Norman Cook, Fatboy Slim started doing stuff, but... There was an era where it was just people were using samplers,
mm-hmm.
and yes, you had drum machines, but you were also taking samples from films and all that, you know, various bits like that. And there's a track called 19, which has an American like journalist. It's bits. I don't know if it's even Paul Hardcastle. I'm guessing it's not. I'm guessing it's clips from something.
Sure.
And it's about the 80s. Such a weird. The 80s were weird.
Yeah.
It's about the average age of soldier in the Vietnam War, if I believe rightly.
Oof.
Being 19.
Yeah.
It's a weird song, but it was a very, very famous song. And so the certain era, if you say no 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 19, because it's all of course, because it's all samples, someone's hitting the sample button several times and you're just getting no 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 19. Like Shaka Khan. That's another one. Anytime anyone says Shaka Khan, you have to say Shaka Khan.
You have to.
Nope.
Yeah.
Does that one
I know the reference, but I don't haven't memorized the song.
It's a great song, actually. I really like it. I Feel For You, I think. Or it might just be called Feel For You.
Oh, I
think. By Shaka Khan.
Oh, I Feel For You. Like you didn't.
Oh, I Feel For You because you don't know the song.
Yeah.
Hello, listener. This is episode 19, hence this thing that.